Cushing. With the scissors.
Around the knot. Now, this is of importance.
As you say, Mr. Holmes.
The knot has been left intact, and it's of a particular character.
It's very neatly tied. I've already made a note of that.
Good. So much for the string, then. Now, the box itself.
Yellow, cardboard, half-bound honeydew tobacco. Two thumbprints, without a doubt, Miss Cushing's.
I'm obliged to illustrate. You're right. Little of interest.
Well, I can't say it concerns me, Mr. Holmes. I already have my suspect. And if, as you seem to believe, the two people have been murdered...
Have you said that, Holmes?
Well, if they haven't, according to your theory, we should have heard their story by now. I mean, two people with an ear missing.
But who, if not their presumed murderer, would have sent this package to Miss Cushing?
The sender is certainly the man we want.
Well, whoever he is, McElroy or some other, he must have strong reason for sending these to this lady.
To tell her the deed was done. Or it may be to cause pain.
Perhaps both.
Well, if that's so, then she must know who it is.
Then why call in the police? She cannot shield a man by so doing.
Yeah, you're right, Watson. If she wished to do that, she would have buried the box with its grisly contents, and nobody would have been any the wiser.
And if she knows him but doesn't wish to shield him, why not give us his name?
The only possible reason is, as she says, that she does not know it.
Yes, there's an infernal tangle at the heart of this business.
And one more thing, Mr. Holmes. Where are the presumed bodies?
I have to ask Miss Cushing a few more questions.
Well, I don't think I can learn anything further here. I have some little business in a dissecting room to sort out. A good day to you, gentlemen.
Tongues, Watson.
What?
The battle trophies of the Ali warriors. They were tongues, not ears.
I am glad Mr. Lestrade has no more questions. He would hardly listen to my answers.
Tell me about your brother-in-law, Miss Cushing.
Who has told you of him?
No one. I introduced him. You have two sisters, do you not?
But how could you know that, Mr. Holmes?
The portrait group on your mantelpiece.
Ah.
My friend Holmes is very quick to make the most extraordinary deductions from a framed portrait.
Nothing spectacular this time, Watson. One of the three ladies in this group is undoubtedly yourself, Miss Cushing, while the others are so exceedingly like you.
Yes, they are my sisters, Sarah and Mary.
Yes, at my elbow here, another portrait. Your younger sister again.
Taken in Liverpool, I see.
She's unmarried at the time of this picture, but she's in the company of a young man, a steward by his uniform. The fact that he's still here suggests he subsequently became your brother-in-law.
You are very quick at observing, Mr. Holmes.
It is my trade.
Mary was married to Jim Browner a few days after that was taken. He was so fond of her. He was then on the South American line, but he couldn't abide to leave his new wife for so long at a time. So he got into the Liverpool and London boats.
That's the Conqueror, perhaps, or the Mayday?
The Mayday, when last I heard.
So do they live still in Liverpool?
We don't know how things are going with them now.
There was a quarrel.
You don't know my sister Sarah's temper, sir. She and I tried keeping house together when first I moved here to Croydon.
But you had to part.
About 2 months ago, she moved to Wallington.
Not far, then.
Distant enough, Mr. Holmes. I wouldn't say a word against my own sister, but she couldn't get on with Mary and Jim Browner, though they lived once altogether the best of friends.
At their home?
In Liverpool, yes. Sarah went to stay not long after the marriage, but she fell out with Jim last autumn, I believe, and now she has no word too hard for him.
You have no knowledge of the cause?
No. But Sarah was always meddlesome and hard to please. And try as I might, in the end, she couldn't get on with me either.
Is life a boon? If so, it must be full. The death will never come us all too soon.
Dr. McElroy, I presume.
No, not doctor yet. Fourth year. Internal organs. This term?
My name is Lestrade.
From Scotland Yard, in all the papers, one of our smartest detective officers.
Don't let me interrupt your work, Mr. McElroy.
No, I'm right at your disposal now, Inspector.
Now I've taken what I need.
Well, if you keep up with the newspapers, Mr. McIlroy, you perhaps know already what I wish to ask you.
Another bit of it, Mr.